Test 2. Listen carefully to the conversations and short passages and choose the best answer to each of the questions. 1. How is the food at the new French restaurant?
I haven't eaten there yet. I went all the way down there last night, only to find it's not open on Tuesdays. So I tried the Italian place next door. It was very good.
Question. What did the man say about the French restaurant? 2. I want to go to the concert tonight, but it starts at 7. And I have to work until 5. There won't be enough time to go home for dinner.
I've got an idea. I'll pick you up after work and we'll eat downtown. That'll give us plenty of time to get to the concert.
Question. What do we learn from this conversation? 3. Lewis, how did your football team do last season?
We won 3 times, lost 5 times.
Question. How many times did they win? 4.
Can I borrow $5, Nancy?
Sorry, I only have $4. Question. How much does the man want to borrow? 5. Your red and green shirt looks nice.
Thank you, but I like the blue one best.
Question. What color does the man like? 6.
Does your brother leave at 9 o'clock?
No, he leaves at 10 o'clock and comes home at 2 o'clock. Question. When does the woman's brother leave? 7.
You work harder than Joe.
But Jim works even harder. Question. Who works hardest? 8. You rode hard today and won the race.
Yes, I practiced a lot and didn't eat much yesterday.
Question. Why did the man win? Nine. If I go to Paris, will you meet me there? We can visit my cousin's new home.
I have to go to London, but if I have time, I'll meet you there on the weekend.
Question. What will the man do? Ten.
Did you go to the store before or after you took a nap this afternoon?
After. First I took a nap, and then I took a walk. I did the shopping before I had dinner. Question. What did the woman do second? Passage 1.
Now it is 6 o'clock in the evening. Tom is in his house. He is writing a letter to his friend John. He is writing with a pen. It is not his pen. It is his sister's pen. Her name is Susan. Tom is sitting at a table near a window. He can see his father in the garden. He is cutting some red flowers. Tom's mother is in the house. She is repairing her husband's shirt. The shirt is white. There is a hole in it. Susan has a bird in a cage. She is giving the bird some food and water. The bird is green. Susan is talking to it.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. 11. Who is in the garden? Where is Tom now? 13. What is Susan's father doing now? Passage 2.
Most Americans don't like to get advice from members of their family. When they need advice, they usually don't ask people they know. Instead, many Americans write letters to newspapers and magazines, which give advice on many different subjects, including family problems, sex, the use of language, health, cooking, child care, clothes, and how to buy a house or a car. Most newspapers regularly print letters from readers with problems. Along with the letters, there are answers written by people who are supposed to know how to solve such problems. Some of these writers are doctors, others are lawyers or educators. But two of the most famous writers of advice are women without special training for this kind of work. One of them answers letters addressed to Dear Abby. The other is addressed as Dear Ann Landers. Experience is their preparation for giving advice.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. 14. According to the passage, from whom do most Americans get advice? According to the passage, why do Americans write to newspapers or magazines? 16. According to the passage, who are Abby and Ann Landers?
Passage 3. The train I was traveling on was already half an hour late. I had planned to arrive in Chicago at 7 o'clock, in time to catch the 7:50 train to St. Louis. But there was no hope of that now. I explained the situation to the conductor, who advised me to get off before Union Station and take a taxi. When the time came, he even helped me with my luggage. He wished me good luck as I jumped off. And a few minutes later, I was going towards Union Station in a taxi. It was almost 7:50 when we stopped outside the station. I paid the driver quickly, carried my bags, and hurried inside. The St. Louis train was all I had time to say to the first porter I saw. You can imagine my disappointment when he pointed to a train that was just moving out of the station.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. 17. When did the train he was traveling on arrive in Chicago? 18. What did the conductor think it was better for the traveler to do? 19. What happened to the writer then? What is the best title for the passage? Passage 4. Listen to passage 4 and fill in the blanks.
In police work, you can never predict the next crime or problem. No working day is identical to any other. So there is no typical day for a police officer. Some days are relatively slow, and the job is boring. Other days are so busy that there is no time to eat. I think I can describe police work in one word, variety. Sometimes it's dangerous. One day, for example, I was on the job, but I was wearing normal clothes, not my police uniform. I was trying to catch some robbers who were stealing money from people as they walked down the street. Suddenly, seven bad men jumped, and one of them had a knife, and we got into a fight. Another policeman arrived, and together we arrested three of the men. But the other four ran away. Another day, I helped a woman who was going to have a baby. She was trying to get to the hospital, but there was a bad traffic jam. I put her in my police car to get her there faster. I thought she was going to have the baby right there in my car. But fortunately, the baby waited to arrive until we got to the hospital.